Now, one of the things is for the accountants in the audience, just bear with me. This is simple stuff. Remember, it's the accounting profession that saves the estate planning profession because they understand partnership capital accounts. But when you nod your head here. All right, but the point is, the difficulty is it's not what you know, but your ability to communicate this in an understandable manner. And it's very difficult to do that. Now, I learned that the hard way from teaching because I had to teach baby tax to the fine arts majors of the world. And I always start out my class by saying, what's the difference between first graders in elementary school and law students who are taking their very first tax course? None. So I'm going to really cover basics in a manner that illustrates it so that you can function. Now, let's take the first situation. You have a senior is a very successful dentist. He's built up his or her dental practice for a number of years. And senior has a full-time junior dentist as a full-time employee. And senior intends to sell the practice to the junior dentist who has worked for senior for the past 10 years. And to be honest with you, it's very difficult to sell a professional practice. So you bring on a key employee with the expectation that they'll take over the business. But senior cannot afford to just give the dental practice to the key employee because senior needs funds to live on for retirement. So senior intends to sell the business to the junior dentist, and they agree that a good price is $1,500,000. Now, what this means is that this is a service business, so all the assets have been depreciated, so senior's income tax basis in the service business is zero. So if senior sells this service business and gets $1.5 million of cash, or takes back junior's promissory note for paying $1.5 million over 4 or 5 years, senior will have $1.5 million of capital gain to report. And if senior has to pay, say, $500,000 in income taxes, now, for income tax planning, Texas is not one of my favorite states. The reason is you don't have a state income tax. So if you're talking about income tax planning and deferring of taxes, I would rather the client be in California, where they have a 13.3% state income tax rate. That's why I like New York, California, Taxachusetts, and those states with high state income taxes. What?
Where do you live?
Oh, I live in Florida. All right? No income tax. But in any event, so now if Junior has to come up with $1.5 million, where's Junior going to get that money? Well, out of the profits of the business. But that creates a problem because, you know, Junior actually needs the profits of the business to support Junior's lifestyle. Oh, Junior can borrow it from a bank. Well, that still puts financial pressures. As a matter of fact, if Junior borrows the $1.5 million from the bank and the business has a cash shortfall, can Junior tell to the bank, I don't have enough cash to pay the interest and principal on the loan. Can you postpone it for a few months or a year? That's not going to happen. And then if Senior sells the business for cash and pays $500,000 in taxes, Senior will have $1 million to provide income to Senior for the rest of Senior's life. So the solution is, how can Senior get income, an income stream from $1.5 million, pay no income taxes on the built-in gain, and then get a income tax-free step-up and basis at death for the $1.5 million value of the business that Senior got? And the answer is not to use an installment sale, because all that does is defer when Senior reports the gain, and it still puts financial pressure on the junior dentist as to where Junior is going to get the cash to pay the principal and interest on $1.5 million of seller-provided financing, okay? So financially, How can Junior buy the business for $1.5 million and not have to immediately come up with any cash to pay the $1.5 million? And the solution is very simple, okay? Give Senior what is called a preferred partnership interest. Now, what is a preferred partnership interest? A preferred partnership interest is the partnership equivalent of giving Senior a bond for $1.5 million. But the key is, in this situation, so you say to Senior, look, you were looking for like a 6% rate of return on the $1.5 million. But if you got $1.5 million of cash, paid the income taxes on the $1.5 million, you would net $1 million. At 6%, you would get $60,000 a year. So how would you like, instead of getting 6% on $1 million, how would you like to get 6% on $1.5 million, which is, let me do the math in my head. No, I won't call on you, Matt. It's $90,000.